From our gospel reading today, Jesus takes Peter by the hand. He says, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid."
在我们今天的讲道中间，在刚才福音读到，就是耶稣基督，他就是叫彼得放心。在马太福音十四章27节，他说他连忙对他们说，耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
Our gospel reading tells of Jesus walking on the water. In the story, it's night. Jesus has sent his disciples away to the other side of the water, the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is a large lake.
在我们今天读到的福音里面，是讲述了耶稣在水上面行走。当时是晚上，耶稣打发他的门徒去这个很大的这个加利利的湖的对岸。
We remember that many of those original 12 disciples of Jesus were fishermen. They made their living fishing on that lake, the Sea of Galilee. Jesus sends his disciples, fishermen, to the other side of the lake.
相信大家都记得，耶稣最初的十二个门徒里面呢，或者最初的这班追随者里面呢，大部分人都是渔夫来的，所以加利利海、加利利湖呢，他们非常之熟悉的。咁而家耶稣咧就差遣佢哋要去到加利利湖嘅对岸。
The setting for our gospel reading is in transit, or like a journey. The disciples are on their way. They're on a journey to the other side of the lake. In other words, the disciples are on their way. They've not yet reached their destination.
我哋今日福音嘅背景咧，其实系讲啲门徒咧已经喺路上。他们正在前往湖的另外一边的旅途中间，也就是说他们在路上还没到，只是未到达目的地。
Another feature of our gospel reading is that we hear the word immediately three times, and that English word immediately, it literally means, or first meant, to have nothing between us, or nothing between me and something else. To be immediate to me is to have nothing between you and me. To be immediate to Jesus, then, in our reading, is to have nothing between me and Jesus, or Jesus and us.
我们今天读到的福音里面呢，有另外一个特点，就是我们听到三次立即这个词。在英语里面呢，这个单词立即的意思呢，就是说中间没有任何东西阻隔我们。如果我说即时联系到你，即时去到你那里，即我们中间是没有东西阻住我们，去阻隔我们。如果即时的联系，就是你和我之间任何的阻隔，任何的东西都没有在这里，是马上的。亲近耶稣，就在耶稣和我们之间建立起完全没有阻隔的一个联系。
Today I want to focus then on those two interrelated themes from our gospel reading. The first is the disciples in transit, or the disciples on their way. And the second is the word immediate, and being immediate with Jesus.
今天呢，我们将重点是关注在福音里面读到的两个相联有关系的这一方面。门徒前往彼岸的途中是第一点啦，另外就是立即这个词。
In our gospel reading, it says Jesus immediately sends his disciples to the other side of the lake. Jesus goes off alone on a mountain to pray. It's now very early in the morning, somewhere between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., or what the gospel calls the fourth watch or last watch of the night, meaning it's right before sunrise, right at the end of the darkness. Right before the light.
耶稣立即派他的门徒走到湖的对岸，跟着耶稣自己独自是上了山去祈祷。现在是凌晨大约三点至六点钟之间，又或者好像马太福音里面所讲，我们中国人所讲的第四更，意思就是说呢，就是在日出之前，或者在黑暗的尽头，就在光明的前面。
Jesus is alone, right? He's up there on the mountain praying. The disciples are down here in the boat on the water. They're just trying to get to the other side. Their commute or their journey is tough. The boat is beaten by the waves. The wind is against them. They're going against the obstacle of the wind and the storm.
耶稣独自一个人咧喺山上面祈祷，而啲门徒就喺船上边。佢哋系试图去到对面嘅对岸，但佢哋路途咧系非常之艰难，因为咧系逆风，俾啲海浪拍打佢哋架船。佢哋咧正住系顶住个风嘅阻碍嘅，尽量嘅去向前。
So we have Jesus alone on the mountain, the disciples on the boat in the water having trouble, the wind and the waves are between the disciples and Jesus. And what does it say? Immediately, Jesus walks on the water to the disciples. Jesus walks right toward the disciples on the water to the boat.
耶稣独自一个人在山上边，而啲门徒咧就喺水上面嘅船度，所以亦都俾啲波浪啊同啲风啊系喺门徒同埋耶稣嘅中间系阻隔咗佢哋。但系立即，记住我哋喺头先福音读到嘅就系立即，有冇任何嘢嘅阻隔？耶稣立即就喺海上边行走，佢喺水上边立即行去啲门徒嗰度。
Nothing can stop Jesus. Nothing.No wind or grief or shame, nothing at all, not even death, can stop Jesus from immediately being with his disciples. Nothing can stop Jesus from immediately being with us. And sure, we can put Jesus off, and we can put sin in front of Jesus, and we can put indifference between us and Jesus, but Jesus immediately wants to be with us.He wants to have no sin or no shame or no fear between us and him, between us and Jesus.
冇任何嘢系可以阻止耶稣，无论系风、悲伤、羞耻，任何嘢都系唔可能去阻止佢，甚至系死亡，冇嘢系可以阻止耶稣同佢嘅门徒喺埋一齐，冇嘢可以，任何嘢可以阻止耶稣与我哋同在。当然我们可以自己说推开耶稣，我们甚至可以将我们的罪以及更多的罪、更多的冷漠放在我们和耶稣的中间的之间里面，但是耶稣希望和我们同在，在我们和耶稣之间，耶稣所希望的是没有任何的罪、任何的耻辱、任何的羞耻，是和我们马上的同在。
The disciples see Jesus walking on the water, right? And they're terrified. They're afraid. And immediately it says, Jesus cries or says to them, Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. Jesus does not want any fear or doubt between him and his disciples, between him and us. He immediately assures his disciples and immediately assures us of his presence.
当时门徒都是非常之惊慌，耶稣立即对他们说， 你们放心，是我，不要怕。耶稣希望他和他门徒之间是没有任何的阻隔，耶稣和我们之间没有任何的恐惧或者任何的怀疑，他立刻向门徒保证他的存在，他是和他们在一起。
Jesus uses the term it is I.But actually, the Bible was originally not in Chinese or English. It was originally in Greek. And in Greek, the word actually says this. Instead of it is I am. Jesus says, I am. And that's the same name in Greek and Hebrew that the Lord gave to the prophet Moses in the book of Exodus. I am the God who is. I am, Jesus says. I am here.You know, think about all the times in our lives when we struggled with fears and worries and concerns. Jesus is there. He says to us, take heart, I am. I am here for you. I am with you. I am for you. And the Gospel of Matthew actually ends with the final words of Jesus to us on earth. I am with you always.
刚才大家听到耶稣是用这个词话，在英文说话 is me, 即是我。在这个词呢，在圣经的原本的经文呢，不是中文，不是英文，是希腊文，是我在出埃及记 里面呢也都被先知摩西的名字相同。我在这里，耶稣说，想想我们一生里面我们自己的恐惧担忧和为担忧作斗争的时候，耶稣就在那里，他对我们说，放心，我与你们同在，我在这里等你。马太福音的结尾是耶稣对我们所说的说话，我永远与你们同在。
I sometimes think about Jesus' words where he says, I am with you, I am here. I think about those as I ride to and from the cemetery for funerals. And as we drive to and through the cemetery, what I see are tombstones and graves. I see signs and markers of death and loss, the waves of time. Death stands between the living and me, right? Or death stands between us. And that's when Jesus' words hit home. Immediately at the cemetery, I remember, I am with you, Jesus says. Take heart. I am with you always, in life and in death. I am present with you forever.
当牧师有时揸车去往返墓地去参加丧礼嘅时候，佢亦都会想起耶稣嘅说话。是我，我在这里。当我们开车穿过墓地的时候，我们看到墓碑和坟墓以及死亡和失落的标记，令到我们知道死亡是在我们和 生者和死者的中间有的阻隔。就在那个时候，耶稣在墓地的那个的话语立即就击中要害，提醒牧师，他说，我与你同在，放心，无论生死，我都永远与你同在。耶稣是永远都同我们是同在。
As Scripture proclaims, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Not life nor death. Nothing from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus wants us to take heart. And the words take heart in the original biblical language of Greek can also mean to have courage. A courage that arises within our hearts. As Proverbs 27:19 says, as water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart.
正如圣经所宣告的，无论生或者死，没有任何事情是可以令到我们和神的爱，基督的爱，是有任何的隔绝，任何的阻隔。耶稣是与我们同在，而这个字 take heart 亦都是叫放心，亦都代表要振作起来。这句圣经的原文呢，虽然说是放心，但其实的意思呢是要有勇气。这种勇气在我们内心升起，就正如箴言27:19所说，水樽照水中照面，彼此相扶，人与人心也相对。意思即是说，水是怎样去照影面容，生命也都怎样去照影我们的心。
As scripture testifies, the Lord actually gives us a new heart, it says. Jesus is with us and lives in us. We are the body of Christ as Christians, meaning we have the heart of Jesus. And just as nothing can stop Jesus' heart, not waves or even death, as Jesus lives, right? Our hearts in Jesus live forever. And even though we die, that we face the waves and struggles of life, we have the heart of eternal life in Jesus Christ.
正如圣经所证明所告诉我们知道，主是赐给我们一个新的心，耶稣基督和我们同在，并且在我们的里面，我们是基督的身体，我们被赐予耶稣的心，正如没有任何东西能够阻挡耶稣的心，没有风浪，没有波浪，没有死亡，所以我们的心在耶稣里面是永远都活着。即使我们是死了，即使我们死亡，面对死亡，我们都因为基督而拥有永生的心。
To take heart is to have courage that Jesus is with us always, that forgiveness, life, and salvation are ours always through faith in Jesus. And just as Jesus calms the fearing disciples with his presence, Jesus desires that we take heart, that we have courage to face each day with His presence and with His grace.
放心，要有勇气振作起来，就是要有勇气永远知道耶稣是同我们在一起。饶恕生命救恩，永远都是耶稣为我们所预备的，正如耶稣用祂的临在去安抚恐惧的门徒一样，耶稣也都希望我们能够鼓起勇气，用祂的临在祂的恩典去面对每一日。
Our gospel reading happens as the disciples are going on their way in life. As we go on our way in life, think about our lives right now. Where can we use more courage to follow God? Where can we use more courage to serve others, to be honest, to practice self-control? Where can we have more courage to stand up to sin and against evil? Where can we see more of Jesus' presence with us in the struggles of our daily life? Jesus wants us to immediately see His presence. He wants to immediately remove any obstacle, all sin and pain that separates us from the fullness of His presence, the fullness of the presence of God in our lives.
咁头先我哋读到喺福音里边系讲到门徒喺佢哋嘅路上。是他的旅途上面，当我们在我们人生的路途上面的时候，想想我们现在的生活，我们在哪里可以有更加多的勇气来去跟随神呢？是真正的有这样的勇气，这样的心去服侍其他人呢？去侍奉其他人呢？是诚实善良，是充满自制力，我们在哪里可以有更加勇气去对抗罪恶和邪恶呢？正如我们的挣扎和日常的生活里面，我们在哪里可以看到耶稣更多的和我们是同在呢？耶稣想要立即消除所有阻碍我们同祂同在，与耶稣神完全同在，任何障碍任何阻隔都没有，所有的罪所有的痛苦亦都不在我们的中间。
Our gospel reading continues and adds on not only Jesus walking on the water, but Peter, his disciple, walking on the water. Peter takes heart. Peter takes courage. He gets out of the boat and he walks on the water towards Jesus' invitation.
我们刚才在福音中读到，不单只见到耶稣在水上面行走，而且耶稣的门徒彼得也都在水上面行走，彼得振作起来，有勇气离开架船，是走向耶稣，接受耶稣的邀请，是尝试在水上面行走。
Yet when Peter sees the strong wind and feels the wind against him, he becomes afraid, he begins to sink. In desperation, Peter cries out, Lord, save me. And one more time in our gospel reading today, we hear the word immediately. Immediately, the gospel says, Jesus reaches out his hand. He takes hold of Peter. He saves Peter.
但是当彼得见到有大风的时候，有强风的时候，他开始很害怕，因为他有怀疑，他很害怕，就变了开始向下沉。而这个时候彼得就很害怕，很绝望地在叫主啊，请你救我。今天在我们读福音的时候，我们再次又再听到立即这个词，福音立即说耶稣伸出手，立即去拉住了彼得，将彼得拉了上来。
Our gospel reading today features immediately, right? Immediately Jesus is with his disciples. They're in transit, they're on their way, they're on a journey from one end of the sea to the other. And as we journey in our lives from one season of life to another, as we sojourn and travel here in this world, as we walk in faith with God to reach the life of the world to come, Jesus is always immediately with us. And immediately means, remember, nothing between me and Jesus, nothing between us and Jesus. No fear, no sin, no evil, not even death can come between us and Jesus.
我们今天读到的福音里面是提到耶稣是多次的都是立即的行动。我们读到的福音描述了 耶稣同佢嘅门徒喺佢哋路上边，喺海嘅另一端，由一边到另一边嘅旅程。当我哋喺生命嘅一个阶段去到另一个阶段嘅时候，当我哋寄居喺呢个世界，并且与神同行嘅时候，直到我哋到达来世嘅生活嘅时候，耶稣系马上几时都系立即与我哋同在。立即系意味住无论任何嘢都无论恐惧、罪恶、邪恶都唔会，甚至死亡都唔会阻止喺我出现喺我哋同耶稣嘅之间。
Our gospel reading just gives us a small scene in the big picture of our lives. As the disciples travel one night, they face struggles and fears. We travel through life. We confront the dangers of sin and death.
我哋今日嘅福音阅读为我哋呢个整个生活嘅大局提供咗一个小嘅场景，一个小嘅插曲。当门徒旅游，他们的路途面对挣扎和恐惧的时候，就好像我们走过一生面对罪恶和死亡的危机。
And even when we take heart like Peter and step out in faith, we can still, like Peter sometimes, feel like we're sinking. And that's exactly when Jesus immediately takes our hand, immediately leads us, delivers us again and again.
就算我哋真系放心鼓起勇气，好似彼得咁样，系凭住信心系踏出我哋嘅脚步，我哋仍然会好似彼得一样，有时觉得自己好似向下沉咁样。就喺嗰个时候，耶稣会立即拉住我哋嘅手，一次又一次嘅立即再引导我哋，拯救我哋，拉翻我哋上嚟。
Our gospel reading encourages us to take heart, to have courage.To be full of faith, not to doubt. Jesus is with us, always has been, always will be. Jesus guided his disciples safely through the perils of the sea to the shore. He leads us in life, in pain, in joy, in struggles, in grief, in death.
我们今天的福音提到我们要放心，要鼓起勇气，要充满信心，不要有任何的怀疑。耶稣是会永远同我们同在，过去将来永远都是。耶稣带领门徒安全地渡过海上的危险，渡到另外一边岸，他亦都会带领我们经历我们生命的所有痛苦、喜乐、悲伤，甚至死亡。
Take heart, have courage, be strong in faith and trust. Jesus encourages us to do this.There is no one, there's no powers, nor things present, nor things to come, that can separate us, neither life nor death, from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Take heart, have courage, be happy of good cheer. Jesus is with us always, no matter what.
要放心，鼓起勇气，要有坚强的信心和信任，没有任何人，任何能力。现在的事或者将来的事是可以将我们做神的爱去隔住，这个爱就是基督耶稣。放心，要鼓起勇气，无论如何耶稣永远都同我们同在。阿门。